On the Good Day Weekend program, the supermarket guru is here, Phil Levert, leading food industry analyst, journalist, trend watcher. Supermarketguru.com offers you, if you sign up for it, a lot of food and health news together, new food products, ratings on the new stuff that comes out, hits and misses, money-saving buying tips,
and
recipes.
Complaining.
And complain. All right, so I've done a little. I'm doing a little research because you're my friend and I care about you. One of the asides here is that Phil has a pinched nerve in his back, and it is bothering him. You can't tell that by listening to him, but I know that it's bothering him. So I went to Healthy Living to find a way to help you fix your back. Trying to figure out first why you're in pain. Now, I'm not a diagnostician, although I do play one on the radio from time to time. And actually, I give pretty good advice, if I do say so myself. So, you haven't strained a muscle.
Nope.
You have don't have scoliosis.
Nope.
Your pain could be caused by arthritis. However, nope. One wonders about, as you've grown up, this area, you have nerve issues. So, do you have arthritis?
Nope.
Don't have arthritis. Nope. Uh-huh. Have you taken anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, aspirin? That's why I feel like Dr. Ken now.
Nope. I haven't done that.
No.
I'm not good on meds. If I take aspirin, I'll get more painful.
Tiger Balm?
No, but I do have Tiger Balm.
Put some Tiger Balm on this.
I'll try that.
Get Laura to put some Tiger Balm on it. You're not depressed?
Nope.
You have some stress in your life and the fact that you have to travel and meet deadlines, that sort of thing.
Right.
Have a hard time counting all your money. That's difficult.
So I want to tell you something that happened to me this week.
Okay.
Talks about, you know, us buying things. And,
yes.
And certainly in a supermarket, we go to supermarkets 2.2 times a week, more than any other store.
Yeah.
But I had to go to the Apple store to get a little cord. So, you know, and I love the Apple store. I could spend my entire life in the Apple store just looking at things and buying things, and I think their service is terrific. So I go to, you know, get my little cord, go up to somebody. He checks me out. You know, they do everything on their iPhones, as we all should. And he says, by the way, have you downloaded the new Apple Store app? I said, no. What is it? So he downloaded it for me. And basically now, and this is what's going to happen in every supermarket in the country, what happens is I can go into an Apple Store. I can buy anything. I mean, if it's on the shelf, I can pick up a $3,000, you know, iMac computer. I could scan the barcode with my iPhone and just walk right out the door. I don't even have to talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
And so it's attached to your debit card
iPhone,
or
and you just scan the barcode, and then, you know, it says, do you want it? You type in your password, and that's it. You don't even have to stop by and talk to anybody, which, by the way, I think is a mistake, because one of the reasons that people go to the Apple Store is to have that, you know, human connection to ask questions and so on. But, you know, I can see if I just need a cord or something like that, you go in, do it, walk out.
Wow. That's something that's extraordinary.
Yep. Now, Stop and Shop in the Boston area is experimenting with something similar, but it's not as easy as that. What you have to do is you scan as you go, but then you have to bring your phone to a checkout, a special checkout, and your phone talks to the check stand, and then you're out. But this, you don't even have to do that.
Wow. Stop and Shop is the equivalent of Ralph's, where you are. Stop and Shop is on the other side. I have Stop and Shop cards, Ralph's cards. I go to Whole Foods. They don't offer at Whole Foods, and I guess I would be interested to know why that's the case. Some of the Trader Joe's often compared to Whole Food markets. Do you think that, I mean, they sell quality food. Trader Joe's is a lot more popularly priced, well-priced, and they don't have quite the variety that they do, but I think they have good food there. What about discounts there? Those places don't seem to offer them, whereas the big mainline supermarket chains like Albertsons and Ralph's and Vaughn's and Stop and Shop, majors. They have all of these ways for you to save money. Why do the Whole Foods, the more natural places, not offer these?
Well, because Whole Foods doesn't have to. However, Whole Foods is getting more competition. I love Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is privately owned versus Whole Foods, which is public. Yeah. Trader Joe's, their own store brands are typically healthy, very affordable, and delicious, especially their frozen foods. Terrific retailer. Okay. Whole Foods is coming under some, you know, price pressure. You look at Walmart, which has now just created their Great For You brand, which is healthier offerings at popular prices, and also Fresh Market is expanding and going right neck to neck with Whole Foods. So you are going to see Whole Foods have to lower some prices. They've gotten away with having very high prices for a long time, but I think that's going to change dramatically.
Do you think, as we look around, there are various categories in stores now, depending on where you go. That is, we have the gluten-free department, we have the whole food natural sort of department in the regular stores. Do we have places, I mean, around where we are in California, where you and I live, there are sort of Hispanic sections where you can get things, the foods that are, you know, popular with Hispanics. When you go to San Francisco, they have Chinese sections. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious, but a lot of people like Chinese food or food that's, you know, from different areas of the world. If there's a big population, do supermarkets cater to that, generally speaking?
Absolutely. You know, every supermarket now, because of technology, because of computer technology, is set to meet the needs of that community. And it's done by zip code or it's done by street intersection. You go to one Ralph's, it's going to be different than another Ralph's that's, you know, three blocks away. And it should be. And that is really why people find a supermarket that they like and they stick with it, because it does offer that assortment.
800-510-8255 is the way to be in touch with us here as we discuss food issues, food-related items. Phil Lemper, the Supermarket Guru, is here. You can check out his website, supermarketguru.com. There are all kinds of things in the Lempert Report and Food News Today. The other thing that I found interesting, and we've never talked about this on this program, things that you buy up and down the aisle in the supermarket that have nothing to do with food. I suppose maybe the preparation areas where you can buy pots and pans and things you need in your kitchen. But what's the trend there? Is it more square footage so these stores can offer more? There may be more profit centers? Or what is, you know, you go to the CVS, you can buy hardware in there, for heaven's sakes.
Right. Well, no, in the case of supermarkets, it's actually, they're not making money on it. And in fact, I just wrote an editorial about a week or so ago that talked about how all those non-food products will probably disappear from the supermarket because they're not popular priced. They can't compete with the other mass merchandisers.
But where do you get that stuff?
Just wind putting
it
online.
Where do you get pots and pans, and where do you get
Target and Walmart.
You got to Target.
Where you want to buy those things.
But it's a separate stop. I find myself, maybe this is just me and maybe the man's way, I won't drive out of my way. I think it's foolish to go somewhere a mile or two or three or four down the road to save a nickel. I have this is my approach when I go to farm auctions. If there are things there that I need, and I might pay a little more money for them, but I'm there. It's handy, and it may be more responsible in terms of especially the cost of fuel today. Buying it that way, isn't it? And then driving all over the place to get this stuff?
For 5 cents, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, typically if, you know, somebody is going, just when we look at food, people are buying food in 7 different channels of distribution every month. So that means you're going to the supermarket, you're going to a specialty store, you're going to a convenience store, Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, whatever, to buy all your foods. And, you know, with a little bit of planning.
IKEA has food now even. My God. time. Yeah. I'm going to do it again.
Everybody has food. Everybody wants to sell food because, you know, we buy food more often than anything else.
Yeah, but it's not the trend, Phil. The trend is to do local. The local farmers are the ones. All these people are offering more and more food.
Yeah.
They don't get the fact that people are walking with their dollars and saying this is what we want.
Percentage, Doug. That's growing, a small though. Percentage of America that gets local, that wants local, that can afford local. You know, there's a reason that Walmart is still the number one food retailer, not only in this country, but in the world. You know, the vast majority of people, and not you and I, and not our listeners, obviously, because they're listening, they don't care. They just want to go into a store, buy whatever they can to fill their belly at the cheapest price possible.
Wow. And they just don't get the health ramifications of all that. As much
no,
as we talk
don't.
About it.
Which is why we have 66% of people obese, and we've got earlier onset diabetes, we've got more heart disease, we've got more cancers, and so on. We are what we eat.
You can make an argument that the government is basically fostering that stuff. You can argue that the government, through its policies and the price of farm bill, for example, doesn't really help the small farmer. If anything, the big institutional farms or the big institutional food corporations are trying to get rid of the small providers. But the public is saying, no, we want this. But the government isn't listening to this.
But if you take a look at the Farm Bill and the fallacy, when the Farm Bill was created and all these checkoff programs went into effect, it was to stimulate
us. It was good when it started.
Foods.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, that's not the case anymore.
No.
Does the National Cattlemen's Beef Association need these, I don't know what their budget is anymore, but $25, $30, $40 million a year to advertise for us to eat more beef?
No.
Which, by the way, isn't working anyway because we've seen beef consumption drop.
Well, because another arm of the government says beef's bad for you.
Exactly.
I'm looking at an ad here for Omaha Steaks. And, you know, it's a nice company, and I guess they have a good service and... Yeah. And I look at it, I think to myself, who really looks at these ads? Who's benefiting? Who really believes that eating an Omaha steak is good for you? Really?
No,
who thinks eating an Omaha steak is good for you?
I don't know if people think it's good for them as much as
they like
the taste of it. You know, want to feel satisfied and nourished. And look, you go to these steakhouses that are still doing well across the country, and people order a half a cow, you know, and they're get up from the table. They can barely move. They can't digest what they've consumed between the steak and the big baked potato. And, you know, they order broccoli with a cheese sauce on it and so on. I mean, it's disgusting the way we eat.
It really
is. They could feed a family of four.
Yeah. Waste incredible amounts of food in this country, too. Wow, $100 billion.
Well, in fact, you know, we haven't talked about this, but do you know about an effort? It's called Save Food, save-food.org. And this started in Europe, and it's all about eliminating the waste of food. Now, here in this country, you know, we waste food differently than in other countries. Here, we have two big portions, we throw stuff off our plate, and so on.
Yeah, right.
But in third world countries, the biggest waste of food is from the time that the food is produced till the time it gets to the consumer, there's a big amount of spoilage because they don't have refrigerated trucks or refrigeration. They're not handling it properly and so on. So on both extremes, we're wasting so much food. And that's what this organization is trying to do, is eliminate all that.
Yeah. All right. That's some pretty interesting, compelling information here. Phil Lempert's website is full of all of these sorts of things, and you can keep apprised of them if you're a shopper. Again, the average person listening to this program goes to shop for food 2.5 times on average a week. And so there'll be plenty to gain from checking up on the latest news at supermarketguru.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
A bathing suit, chew a little juicy fruit, wash away the night.
Phil and I now want to introduce you to Pat McCoy, who's Vice President of Sales with Schwann's Food Service. What's the story with this company, Phil?
Well, I'm going to let Pat explain what Schwann's actually does, but they're really emerging as one of the leaders when it comes to school food service. So, Pat, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Are you like Aramark, Pat, that kind of company, or how do we? Everybody knows Aramark.
No.
Well, but
ARA is a food service operator.
Ah. ARA operates Schwann's Supplies.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Hi, well, good morning, Phil and Doug, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show this morning. And in regards to your question, the Schwann Food Company is a food manufacturer and supplies products to retail, home service, and also to food service.
All right, so you manufacture food. I always thought food was grown. How do you manufacture food?
Well, we actually process food, and certainly food is grown, and we basically convert the raw ingredients into a finished product and make them in a nutritious way for our school food service clientele.
One fact, Pat, I was speaking with the CEO of the School Nutrition Association, Frank DePasquale, and he raved about all the good work that Schwann's and yourself continue to do to provide the healthy and nutritious meals to our schools. Give us some examples of how Schwann's has committed to a higher standard than most of the companies that are supplying school food service.
Well, one piece I would say is that there are great manufacturers all over supplying schools, and Schwann's is just one of those. But we really work to engage with building products that kids will like, but that also meet the guidelines for USDA and the food program in general to deliver good, healthy nutrition. And one big part that we're really engaged in is embracing the USDA Healthy Challenge, U.S. Healthier School Challenge.
So tell us a little bit about what that Healthier Challenge is.
Well, the program is designed by USDA, and it's designed to not only bring good nutritious product to schools, but also to encourage physical activity. And, you know, we contribute to the nutrition side on the products, and so we have built a line of products that we call Live Smart, and those products are designed to fit into those requirements with the USDA. And some just highlights are is to make sure that the products are less than 30% calories from fat, 51% whole grain, lower sodium, those types of things.
Sort of the duh stuff, all right, in a sense. I mean, isn't that really what it is, the duh factor? You'd think with all the information that was around today, Phil, that people are not, it's amazing that people don't. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, what we've got to do is we've got to continue to empower people. We think that if we just say once, increase whole grains, everybody's right. going to run out and
yeah,
you know,
right.
eat
go
more
get
whole
those
grains.
Whole grains. All right, stand by. Pat McCoy, who is with Schwann's Food Service, talking about standards at schools, how you meet them, but other things that have to do with food nutrition. They're our focus here on Good Day Weekend.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lines on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Alliance started getting busy and found out what I had coming to me. And finally, I received the Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Attention diabetics using the prescription drug Actos. CBS News reported that Actos has been pulled from the market in Germany and France as it was linked to bladder cancer. If you or a loved one have used the prescription drug Actos and are suffering from bladder cancer, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free case evaluation and to find out your legal rights, call 800-253-4207 today. If you or a loved one used the prescription drug Actos, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-253-4207. That's 800-253-4207. Call now for a free, no-cost case evaluation. 800-253-4207.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in a juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now it's 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. It is the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, and you can sign up. If you go to supermarketguru.com, you can find Phil's feelings about products that are out every week. He tests, and you'll find hits and misses. If you sign up for the hits and misses at, not misses, we're not talking about misses.
No, not misses. Hits and misses foods.
Right, hits and misses foods. The info is delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for it at supermarketguru.com. It's called the Daily News Flash. All right? You get that, and you get the information. No, you won't see anything about misses there. Nope. She's a big supporter of yours, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Pat McCoy.
And yours.
Yeah, I like her. Pat McCoy is Vice President of Sales with Schwan's Food Service. We're talking about food, again, where it starts with many people is in school. What do you make, Pat, of the big to-do about pink slime?
Well, I think, that issue is applies more to finely grown beef, and our organization doesn't actually have products in that category, so I'm not an expert on it. But I believe that there's probably more to do than really applies to the people who are close to it. And I think what I understand the issue to be is really a process for separating fat from the trim of the beef, but I'm not an expert in that area.
All right, well, then you found the right place, because Phil and I, we love people who aren't experts. We're really interested in people who don't know what they're talking about, because they fit right in with us. Perfect.
No, but I want to get back to schools for a moment. So, Pat, you know, a lot of new guidelines coming out, a lot of schools working with chefs, a lot of activity and a lot of discussion going on about schools. What about the kids? What are the kids doing? What are they eating? What are they not eating? I mean, one of the concerns that I constantly hear, it's not my concern, could have been to some of these schools and seen what's going on firsthand. But one of the concerns that I constantly hear is that as we develop these more nutritious foods, that the kids aren't eating them.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I'd just like to first start with saying that, you know, we have an amazing group of food service professionals around the country, each and every day that work hard to solve that problem, working with kids, trying to supply them nutritious products that are good for them, but that they actually will eat. And, you know, I am just so proud to be associated with the food service professionals in the schools every day who pour their hearts out, you know, to find solutions to that problem.
So, but what are the kids actually eating and what are they not eating? And do we have a problem?
Well, I think what you find with kids is that they like to eat in school what they eat outside of school. So whatever you see as being popular in restaurants, they would like to see those products in school. And the goal for manufacturers like ourselves is to make sure that we follow the trends that are taking place in the restaurants, bring them to the schools, but make sure that we're doing that in a way that is nutritious and good for the kids. And so not all the same products by name, you know, that you see in a restaurant, you know, are the exact same products in school, but they're a twist, you know, of that product with a more healthier edge.
For example?
Well, pizza is a great example. Yeah. You know, you can go to any restaurant and get pizza, but the ones in schools, you know, have strict guidelines. They might be sodium reduced, lower fat, higher fiber, those types of things. But the challenge is not to give up on the taste. You know, make sure that the kids still eat it.
Doug, you were going to?
I'm thinking about this thing becomes a metaphor for disaster. When we worry about taste, the very first program we ever did was a focus on taste. You said to the audience that if it doesn't taste good, nobody's going to eat it.
Correct.
So now we've got everybody in the world trying to find good, healthy food and somehow or other make it taste good. The whole, I think I said at that time, and I'll say it here with Pat, the secret is when you have a child that doesn't know any better, doesn't know that Brussels sprouts are yuck to most adults, they eat them and you feign or somehow say, these are really good, aren't they yummy? And the child, if they don't know what ice cream is, they don't know what a lollipop is unless you introduce it to them. They're going to know what you teach them about health and nutrition. So, I mean, certainly there are influences that take place when you get into school and around your peers and stuff. But what people don't realize, and we don't focus on this enough, is that you got to set an example at home at the beginning. And if you don't...
I agree with that. I would just argue, though, the one opportunity that you highlighted that I'd really like to drive home is nutrition education is critical. You know, it's important that education happens in the home, in the school, in the curriculum. And when we teach our kids how to make healthy choices and reinforce those at home, reinforce those in those areas where they have free choice outside of school, then when they come to school, they're more prepared, you know, for the choices and to make and understand the choices that they have.
So here's the problem, and I don't want to make this a political deal, but what we have is this negative, narrow point of view that so many people, health education courses, which is what you're talking about, that present to students of all ages the way of making choices about what they eat, about how their body works, about how to live a healthy life, are being disconnected and discontinued almost across the country because certain things are usually included in the health ed curriculum about your body, how it works. And some of these moronis on these local school boards think, well, we're teaching our kids how to do it. We better get that out of our curriculum. So as a result, the whole health ed thing, which is aimed at, again, food and keeping your body in shape, learning at an early age how to be healthy, that stuff's out the window.
That's only part of it, though. part of it's schools and part of it is at home, what you said before. And in fact, last Monday I was at the American Heart Association nutritional council meeting and heard a professor, Miles Faith, who was the lead professor on a report which is called Evaluating Parents and Adult Caregivers as Agents of Change for Treating Obese Children, Evidence for Parent Behavior Change Strategies and Research Gaps, mouthful. And what he went on, and I was shocked. In fact, I actually wrote a column about this, is that out of about 1,000 pediatricians, only 22% had any idea how to help parents talk to their kids about obesity.
Wow.
And then he looked at all the studies, and they still have people, parents, yelling at their kids, hitting their, spanking their kids, you know, bribing their kids with food or money to eat healthier. That's a problem, too. Silence, Doug.
I'm waiting for Pat to...
Well, I would say that the opportunity, you know, is again, back to the education side, is you could bring in education that is seamless to other subject matter, you know, example being math. If you tied in nutrition education into math, you could start to teach people how to figure the percent of calories from fat and understand the limits of how to do some of the calculations so that they know how to read labels. They know how to interpret, you know, information, because there's information available, but, you know, to the average person, they don't really understand how that fits in with the overall diet.
It's called integrated education, tying in things that are important so that you do remember, you make things relevant, you just stand up there and bark at kids or yammer away. You got to give them something to think about, and not, it isn't just your thoughts, it's how one learns how to think about this stuff and make decisions on his or her own about this. But certainly, as you've suggested, Pat, and we've certainly suggested it here almost ad nauseum, the choices people are making today, and it needs to be about food choice. First of all, the government's getting in the way of being able to, or is trying to get in the way of making, of really honestly having people make their own food choices by eliminating some of the foods that the government deems unhealthy. And we have this ongoing conversation on this program because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I have a dairy herd of 300 cattle in Massachusetts, sell raw milk at the farm and raw cheeses and things like that. And the government, even though people are coming by the thousands to this farm and others that are selling this sort of stuff, the government wants to tell us that we can't do it. Not, they tell you that it's not healthy because of all of these things, and all the studies that they cite are all old and out of date. If they are dealing with current information, there is nothing but health involved in this. But because the big producers, the big milk guys, don't want the little guys selling because it interferes with their business, they put the screws as much as they can, sending their people into the FDA or into the USDA and saying, you better do something about this. And so they react and respond. And the result are fewer choices. But the people, this is where it really gets down to the rubber in the road. The one thing that I found with adults as they express their choices for things, don't want to be told that there is no choice for this, that, or the other when it comes to food. They want food choice. Make good decisions or bad decisions, but they want food choice. You take that away from people, you are going to start, instead of an evolution, there's a revolution. I firmly believe that.
And I think that's what, you know, is, you know, a thought process that's held by many school food service professionals is that they want to provide choices. And I think if you go into the average school today, you will see that they actually run phenomenal operations, much like a restaurant. They offer great choices. And then the government helps to provide resources of a reimbursable meal that says, you know, how, what they select from the choices that they have may determine whether that is a reimbursable meal. And I think that the schools balance, you know, and this is the big job that they have. They have to balance, you know, making sure that that kids like what they that they eat, because at the end of the day, it's not nutrition if it's not consumed.
Right.
So they want them to make, you know, like what they eat and have a good perception of their school, they do feel an obligation to help educate them to make good choices, and that's over time. And then, you know, utilize nutrition into their products, utilize USDA commodities into their program, and do it all for a very, very low cost. And that's why I think that in so many cases, these guys are unsung heroes that are totally underappreciated of what they do each and every day.
Interesting food for thought, pardon the pun. Pat McCoy, Vice President of Sales with Schwann's Food Service. Good to have you here on Good Day Weekend. Thank you, sir.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the refrigerator and the freezer and what it has to do with your life. Now, think about it for a moment. You have the refrigerator and your freezer. What could that possibly do to represent life, especially your life? Well, just think about it. The refrigerator is short-term planning. The freezer is long-term planning. In the refrigerator, you put things that you want to use probably immediately. In the freezer, you're going to put things that you will use some other time in the long term. Every time you look at your refrigerator, I want you to look at your life. And I want you to ask yourself the following question. What is it that I'm doing short-term that's really going to pay short-term benefits for me? And what am I adding to my life that will create long-term goals for me, long-term opportunities? What am I putting in that long-term planning to make sure that it happens so that when I open up that draw of life, the long-term, I'll have everything I need? This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
We have 13 before the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Phil Lembert, the supermarket guru, is here. Our cultural infatuation with cheese and with all things spicy. I've learned a lot on the farm since we started making our own cheese and selling it, Phil. It is amazing. And I think you and I have touched on this before. One of the cheeses that seems to be most interesting to people is Pepper Jack.
And I am angry about this.
Oh, you are? Good. Well, I am
so angry about this that it's making all the headlines now in the year 2012.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, my dad, who was in the cheese business, Hoffman's Cheese out of Chicago, it's now a brand owned by Kraft,
right,
sold Pepper Jack cheese when I was a kid, when I was like five. What's the big deal? Pepper Jack has been out there for a very long time. I just don't get it.
Why is it now getting so much attention? Because somebody somewhere, you know how the news media works. You're in it. One guy comes up with an idea or a woman writes a story. And because everybody has access through the Internet, they read each other's newspapers and say, wow, there's a story over there. Let's do a package on this. Let's do a 3-minute package for Good Morning America on Pepper Jack cheeses. So then somebody, the Wall Street Journal, sees the Good Morning America piece. They say, wow, we better investigate this. What's the story? Is there money here? What's the root? How much money is made when you sell Pepper Jack or Monterey cheeses, whatever it is? And then somebody in the Miami Herald sees the article in the Wall Street Journal. Wow, we better do a story on Pepper Jack. And that's what happens. It's not
stupid.
Merit. It's just, you know, because these guys haven't got an original grain of sand in their heads. Everybody copies everybody else. No. Original. There ought to be an award every week for original thought. Don't you think?
Yes.
Let's just come up with some. So you're ticked off about this. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have.
I am. I am because, you know,
I've grown up in the cheese business. Yeah. I've eaten pepper jack cheese my whole life.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that I know
the first person to sell it.
Really?
And, you know, so all of a sudden it's like the newfound cheese.
What an outrage.
Outrage.
Outrageous. All right, everybody stop buying pepper jack cheese. Buy, what kind of cheese can we get? Chive cheese.
Chive cheese.
Yeah, 51 after.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie with cream and coffee.
The Good Day Weekend program, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here to address things that are of import when it comes to food. This man knows his stuff. And every day you can follow at DougStefan.com what information he has. He's blogging about things every single day. Berries at this time of year. One wonders if we're getting better berries. Is it the? Do you go to the supermarket? Do you go somewhere else? Where do you get the best fruits and berries that are seasonal?
Right now, in a supermarket, because
really?
They are in season. You're going to get the best price. You've got brands out there like Driscoll's,
yeah.
Which does a phenomenal job. They really do. And they, I consider them responsible for our uptick in, you know, blueberries, in raspberries, and strawberries. They really do a very good job. And in fact, Driscoll's now, besides having fields in California, which is where they started, they're now doing some protected hothouses in Mexico, so we can get fresh all year round.
Really?
Yeah, so that would be my take on it. I mean, if you're driving in the country and you come across, you know, a farm stand, that's fine. But, you know, farmers markets are going to have just about the same quality at a higher price than your supermarket will have.
Yeah.
Now again, you know, when they're not in season, not going to happen. But right now, you know, the supermarket is going to be the best place.
I find Driscoll's good and bad, depending on what you're buying. The big boxes of strawberries always have rotten ones on the bottom. It's almost impossible. I look, I turn them over, and they always get soft and to the point of being rotten. And I was very disappointed because I was in a chain, and I think it was when I was in California last week, I went to, I don't know, Vons or something, and I picked up some, and it was they were just awful. And I wonder if it's. When I'm back in Massachusetts, I usually go to Whole Foods. I don't go to Trader Joe's for fruit because their produce usually sucks, frankly. You're right about their frozen stuff is superb, the best you can find anywhere, price-wise, quality-wise. But they just don't do a good job with produce. And I wonder why they don't, because they'd like to have something because they like their price points. It's just that the quality that they have is not consistent. Is that me, or am I reflecting what everybody else thinks?
No. I don't think it's you. I think it's true, because even in Southern California, I've been to a couple Trader Joe's that have fabulous produce departments and a couple where it's mediocre at best. I agree.
So why don't they have better
store?
Why don't they have better quality control?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. I mean, how do these companies, again, you go back to what I just said, why would the quality be better in Massachusetts than in California? Is that just the luck of the draw? I mean, the stuff's got to be traveling further, so one would wonder, why isn't it better?
I think a lot of it has to do with who's the manager of that produce department.
Really?
I've talked to a lot of produce guys, and it seems to come down to that, because if, in fact, your manager is a produce maven and really gets it into the display, everything is perfect. If, in fact, the produce manager is part-time that and part-time buying the diapers, it doesn't happen. And I'm talking store level, not at a corporate level.
See, I would have thought that stuff all is sort of, it's like some of the fast food joints, everything comes from the same place. It's all the same quality one way or another.
No, not necessarily. And again, produce has a very high shrink rate, very high spoilage rate. So as a result, you've got to really tend that department. You've got to be looking for damage. You've got to look at when those strawberries are getting soft. Mm-hmm. You've got to rotate it. That department, probably more than any other department except for meat, requires the most skill to really merchandise it properly.
Phil Emperor, the supermarket guru here on Good Day Weekend. The question came up earlier as to whether or not we've become a nation of over-snackers. People snack because they don't get enough. This is my theory. They don't get enough food. Regular balanced meals would normally eliminate the need for snacking. You agree or disagree, Phil?
I disagree. I think that the reason that people snack is the foods that they eat are not satisfying. So they're constantly, looking for something, whether it's salty, whether it's sweet, and so on, to satisfy them. And also, I think that people are nervous wrecks. If you look at the economy, if you look at politics, you look at everything that's going on, and I believe that we've seen study after study that shows that as people are more anxious, they snack more.
I think that people take every occasion to snack, whether you're truly hungry or not. Oftentimes you eat because there is something else going on, and this is a distraction. It's something to be thinking about. Phil Lempert, check out the supermarketguru.com, his daily news flashes, hits and misses. A pleasure to have him with us every weekend at this time. Good Day Weekend, Phil Lempert, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.